There is a pig at full forward.
Stevie Mobler, what a time!
Oh! Oh!
He is floating on air now!
Siren! Crows are in the grand final!
Righto, it is round 23 and nothing is certain other than Geelong finishing on top for the way the season will finish. So let's go through a couple of the scenarios on what will happen if your team wins or loses. Of course, it is irrelevant for Port Adelaide and the Crows. The only thing that is on the line for them is the bragging rights with the showdown and a long summer for the loser. So Geelong finished top. Sydney are now in second position on the ladder. They win on the weekend. They finish second or third, guaranteed the top four spot there. If they lose, they can drop to as low as six. Melbourne and Brisbane play on Friday night. The D's currently in third position. They win, they finish second or third. If they lose, they can drop to six. Brisbane are the same. Win, finish second or third. Lose, can drop to six. Collingwood and Carlton's massive at the MCG on Sunday. If the Pies win, they're guaranteed a top four spot. What a story that would be. But if they lose, they can drop out of the top four, the all-important double chance, with the prospect of playing Richmond at the MCG in an elimination final the following week. Fremantle are guaranteed a home final. They can still finish in the top four, third if they win, but they can drop to six, but they will play their first final at home. Richmond are flying. Tom Lynch kicked eight yesterday with an absolute trademark performance from him and one of the best individual performances of the year. They're going to finish inside the top eight, either seventh or eighth, and Carlton have to win to guarantee a top four position. They win, they finish inside the eight. If they lose, they can miss. The Bulldogs are still alive. If they win, they can finish eighth. If they lose, they will miss. And St Kilda need a miracle. Of course, they need to win, but more than likely, regardless, will miss the top eight. So it all comes down to this hazy. Fascinating how all the balls in the air will fall this time next week.
So that's a build up to the AFL Grand Final. The South Australian Grand Final is happening this weekend. Showdown 52. So the aftermath of the games on the weekend, Tom Duday has been fined $3,000 for front-on contact with Cam Zerha.
Who pays that fine?
Such a good question. And if you do know the answer, please text through 0427 154 166. Is that what I sound like? Is it? Who pays that fine?
That's exactly how you sound.
Yeah, right. Shane McAdam, he won't play. He's got a hamstring, so that's going to keep him out for the rest of the season, obviously with one game to go. For Port Adelaide, Jeremy Finlayson, he was cited for a bit of a sling tackle on Andy McGrath.
Yeah, I reckon he could. McGrath was okay, but he didn't need to do it. So probably a fine for rough conduct, I reckon. I don't think he'll miss a game for it. But unnecessary, it was about the only mistake he made for the whole game yesterday.
You just don't know now. So anytime any incident is cited, you're like, oh, geez, what's their view going to be on this? And at least we can challenge it five to six times and eventually take it to the Supreme Court and get off. Connor Rosie was hobbling at one stage. Looked like he'd sort of tweaked a knee, but he got through. And Alirelia looks sore, but he got through as well. The big one was Zane Cordy. So Zane Cordy on Tanner Bruin.
Yep.
Makes
straight to the tribunal.
Genuine side-on-side contact in a legal space. But Bruin goes down and hits his head on the turf. And now Cordy's in trouble? How on earth do you even... It's just mind-boggling, to say the least.
If you elect to bump and the player is concussed, you're in all sorts of trouble. Hey, Swans fans have been smashed by one of the Collingwood players, Taylor Adams, for booing Jack Ginnivan. So the camera panned to Jack Ginnivan, who was subbed out yesterday with a hamstring injury, and the Sydney fans booed him. Taylor Adams went to Twitter. He wasn't playing. He's got an adductor injury and is in doubt until the finals. He tweeted, imagine booing an injured player, grubs. So we haven't done mean tweets for a while, Hazy, but if you've seen some of the responses to Taylor Adams' tweet yesterday, it didn't go down that well. We got mean tweets in the system, or is that, have we got rid of that?
Do you know how long it's been since we've done mean tweets?
How long?
It's been banished from the system.
Oh, no, we've got to get that back in the system. But a few rival fans pointing out the fact that Collingwood actually booed Ed Langdon for the comments he made the previous week in the lead up to that Collingwood game. So, I mean, all fans can boo whoever they want, can't they?
Exactly right. There was nothing wrong with this at all. Like, as a football fan, what are you entitled to do? You're allowed to throw out some boos every now and then. Like, one, Jack Ginnivan is, I mean, he plays this role beautifully, and he loved it. Yeah, they panned to Jack Ginnivan, and he was laughing and carrying on. It was fantastic. If you want some genuine fan interaction and some aggressive fan behaviour, go sit in a Boston Celtics crowd during the playoffs, and then you'll hear some pretty rough stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the obscenity screamed at Kyrie Irving and players like that.
And F you Draymond when playing Golden State Warriors, etc.
So I think if you pay your money and you support respectfully, and we know where the boundaries lie, but if you want to boo, now I'm not a booer. I don't think I've ever booed at the football. Boo! I can't imagine going to the football. Sitting in the stands going, boo.
Can I just say, you got to give it a bit more than that. You don't sit up there and go, boo.
If you want to boo.
Do it from the diaphragm. Boo!
Boo whoever you want. If Port Adelaide want to boo your man Taylor Walker this week, boo your hardest, right? And if Crows fans want to boo my brother as he's walking across the oval because they've got long memories, boo him. He'll love it. It's what makes showdowns great. So, yeah, I thought Taylor Adams was out of line with that tweet yesterday.
There you go. All right, 0427154166. Carlton's been dealt a huge blow as well. The confirmation midfielder Matt Kennedy will miss the rest of the season due to a foot injury. So he was in sideline after suffering a fractured jaw and concussion against Adelaide in round 20. Blues confirmed on Sunday the on-boiler would be sidelined for the rest of 2022 after scans confirmed a Lisfranc injury to his foot. But they've got Cripps back. It all comes down to this weekend.
Go all you comes Blues. Down to Sunday at the MCG. There'll be 85,000 there. It's a final before the finals start. Collingwood looking for a top four spot. Blues just need a win to play finals. Fascinating stuff. Plenty to get through this morning. Heaps of texts coming through. We'll get to you, Shano. We'll get to Lindsay, all wanting to join in the conversation, which we love. Even better if you want to give us a call. The number's 1-300-736-736. We'll get back to your calls after this.
Thanks to Tyre Power, their buying power puts the power in your lane. Top of 14 degrees across Adelaide today. There's going to be some showers.